Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you today?
Well, I got my glasses today after 2 months of cataract surgery and no glasses, so I'm a little bit dizzy. I guess I'm having to get used to them.
It takes a while.
It took me a while to get used to not having them now. But I can see a difference. It's just in the distance. When I look far away, my stomach kind of rolls a little bit.
Understand. We're starting at verse 276, correct?
Yes, I think so. But I was going to tell you, if I'm the only one, I did want to read the Zohar first when I got my glasses. And evidently, I have a big quipo when it comes to these verses, because for some reason, out of all the verses that we've studied so far, this chapter I just don't get much from it. I did look up the badger in Wikipedia, and they said nothing about the reddish color. There were several pictures. So unless someone else is willing to ask some questions, I just don't feel secure with this. So it's up to you whether you want to.
I heard somebody else come online, but I didn't hear who they were.
Okay, I think it was Malka.
How are you, Malka?
Great, thank you.
So Hannah is requesting that you ask more questions tonight. You feel up to that?
Okay, I have just a couple. My question is, I wrote something down. The vowel points, or the vowels in the Torah, or in the Aramaic writings.
Let me interrupt you. Are you talking about questions for the question and answer session tonight?
Oh, is that what we're on? No?
No, we're on the Zohar.
Okay, I'm going to say my question.
Okay,
my comment, Malka, was that this chapter has been super hard for me. And so unless someone else was willing to, contribute and ask questions, I just wanted enough to know. I need a lot of help on this one.
I'm just getting online. We have a chapter already?
Yeah, chapter 55, and we're on verse 276 tonight.
Okay. I didn't hear the chapter, so sorry.
It's all right. So why don't we say, and we'll see, and if we just, do it very slowly. It's a very detailed chapter, and there's a lot of numbers, and there's a lot of information, so. But I don't think the next few verses are like that, but we'll see.
Okay. I did think of something today. You did say that the copper gave birth to the right column, and I got to thinking of the serpent on the pole that Moses had made for the children of Israel to look out up to and bring healing. Right, that the word copper is very similar to the word for serpent, but I don't think I thought of it as being a right column. And then I made that connection today, and then like I told you, I looked up badger under Wikipedia, because when we were talking about it yesterday, I thought of the ferret. I had two books on animals on the Torah, and the badger was not listed, so I probably was thinking of the little animal we call the coney that's mentioned in the Torah. But anyway, I didn't find a link to the reddish look in the pictures that they showed and the description that they gave with the stripe. But it did very much remind me of the ferrets that I've seen that various families have had at pets. And when I'd have pet day, and several of them would bring ferrets in cages, so I very well know what a ferret looks like, and it reminded me of that, maybe a little bit smaller than the badger. But anyway, that's what I did today.
Okay. We know that the translations can be slightly off, so I'm not really sure what I'm looking at. There's three words on the last three words of the verse 275, where it talks about.
Well, I looked at that too, and I thought, I wonder if there's an Aramaic dictionary, because it lately we've questioned an Aramaic word, and it might be well to look into that.
There is an Aramaic dictionary, but it's a different dialect than the dialect used by the Zohar.
Okay.
The Aramaic dictionary is primarily used to understand the Aramaic of the Talmud. And the Talmud doesn't really utilize the language of branches. It's talking about the how of things and not the why. So there is really no need to use the language of branches. And so the Aramaic in the Zohar is quite different. And I've never heard of an Aramaic dictionary. It's one of the projects that I have, but I on my list of things to do, but that's why I need more years to live. So hopefully we'll get it before we hit 130.
Well, I'm looking, I'll tell you this too. I did go to the Zoo Rabbi site just to see if perhaps there was, that he had something on the badger, and I didn't see it.
He doesn't have it in the published book yet, but he will have it in the, it won't necessarily be the badger, it might be the ferret, or, it might be a different translation.
It was
in his encyclopedia.
Yeah. But just looking in the Hebrew dictionary, I just picked it up. I just thought about doing that, and I see the word badge, and it starts with a somic. It's somic mem lamed. And so could be, because so many of the words in the Zohar are Hebrew. They're the same as they are in Hebrew. So,
well, the last three words of verse 275 in the Aramaic are siayo, dir kia, and then sasguna. So sasguna starts with the sama, and dirikia has the rikia has firmament within it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, this idea of shining downward, I'm not sure if the word karsiyayo is that. But we could interpret that the badger is the word sasguna. Because it doesn't really say, the reddish color here. It says the badger color.
Hey, Hono.
Yes.
I've heard that they had said that the tabernacle covering was a badger skin. Is that something that we need to think about? I mean, in the wilderness? The tabernacle in the wilderness?
I think that's also a mistranslation, because I don't remember seeing it. There's the tahash skins for the curtain between the Holy of Holies and then the outside of that. But I don't remember ever seeing that the clothing of the Kohanim it was made of cotton. I don't think it was made of animal skin at all. It doesn't make sense that it would be made of animal skin. Because
it does not.
I'm sorry?
You said it does not make sense?
Yeah, it does not make sense that the Kohen's clothing would be made of animals, because the essence of the Kohen is that of love and chesed.
No, I'm not talking about the Kohen. I'm talking about the actual tent itself, the top of the tent.
The tent of meeting. You and I had a conversation about that one time, you remember? Did I give you a handout? Because I looked it up. I remember looking it up, but I don't remember if I gave you the handout or not.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, usually I save everything in a folder, so I'll look. It's really causing us to think, so... It evidently has the meaning for us.
Yes. And while we're talking about some of the things that you have in your handouts, you had indicated the last week or so, you know, that you've been keeping track of different numbers.
Yes.
So I don't know if those notes are ready to, you know, I know they're not ready to be published per se, but if they're somewhat legible.
Handwritten, and I have them on cards. Index cards. And I have a whole file box now. But most of them are the references from your commentaries over the last 5 years.
No, I understand that, and I appreciate that. But I don't have a place where I have put it all in one location. And I'm thinking that might be a good section to add to my weekly emails. To do
type them up. So I'm also just three names away from the Zadokim, but it's all handwritten. I have yet to, you know, to type it up. I'm missing things.
I have somebody putting that into a spreadsheet on the Sadiqim so that I can list it alphabetically. So, you know, I don't mean to duplicate the work you're doing, but I wasn't aware you were. But with the numbers, if you could make copies of your cards or type it up, whichever you find more convenient.
I mean, this is a whole index.
I might have
three cards on one number.
Well, that's fine. You know, it's just letting people know what some of the ideas behind each number will be beneficial. So. I can write it again, but I'll probably miss some of the things I've said, because, as I've said before, I don't really remember what I write or what I say. So, whatever is there, if you feel up to it. I'm not putting pressure. It's just something I wanted to mention to you.
Okay. Well, maybe I can even talk about that. I don't know if somebody else could read my handwriting because I read, you know, I wrote really small to fit on. I wished I had used big index cards, but I used little index cards thinking I didn't know that it was going to be, that I was going to find so many words and, you know, descriptions of the number. So,
yeah.
But I'll keep it in, you know,
okay.
You know, if you just had 300 years to live, that may be the reason I share more people's bed.
Absolutely. Well, we only have about 10 minutes left, so I'm not sure we, do you want to do just the one verse, or do you want to call it a night? We'll come back to it tomorrow.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we just call it and come back tomorrow?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, next week.
All right.
That's tomorrow's
actually,
Thursday.
Right. Tomorrow's Thursday. We'll do the reincarnation. Mm-hmm.
And that'll give Malka a time to catch up to this chapter.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
You both have a good evening, and Malka will have the questions and answers at 9 o'clock your time, 7 o'clock West Coast time.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.